With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor.
The staging location for anybody that's been displaced, we'll send them to the giant parking lot so they can find shelter on the set of the bus.
That sound courtesy of Broadcastify as authorities investigate a plane crash in North Philadelphia. Jet Rescue says they cannot confirm any survivors as a medical transport jet carrying a child patient, her mother, and four others has crashed about 30 seconds after taking off last night. All six people on board were from Mexico. The child had been treated in Philadelphia for a life-threatening condition and was being transported home to Tijuana. Mayor Sherelle Parker says at a news conference that information on fatalities wasn't immediately known, but they're expecting no survivors. Also at SRNnews.com, as the recovery operation on the Potomac River continues, House Speaker Mike Johnson promises the midair tragedy is being given its highest priority. On the Salem Media Group program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says everyone in America has been impacted.
We're still reeling from it. Capitol Hill is. We're all looking for answers, and we're looking to improve the processes to ensure something like that never happens again. And it is a real problem. I mean, some have suggested we should just decrease the air traffic there, or maybe even shut the airport down or something. I mean, that's absurd. Of course, Reagan is at the center of the heart of the nation's capital and its activity, and you have to keep it open and active.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview will be broadcast on This Week on Capitol Hill, on radio stations nationwide this weekend and starting at 10 a.m. Eastern this morning on the Salem News Channel. Hamas-led militants are set to release three male hostages from the Gaza Strip today in return for the release of dozens of Palestinian prisoners as part of a fragile ceasefire with Israel that has halted more than a year of intense fighting and has been so far. 15 hostages and hundreds of prisoners have been freed. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington shares a warning from an evangelical leader.
Thanks to the advent of the internet and the smartphone, pornography is everywhere these days and easily accessible by children. That's the message from Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention, who is cheered by government efforts to address the problem, but warns parents that they must be the first and last line of defense, adding, quote, "You have a responsibility to cut off access and to prevent harm to your children. It's time for some very candid conversations." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs, and several pro-life states have gone to court seeking restrictions on their use. Tough times for a major drugstore chain. Rich Thomason files this report.
Shares of Walgreens tumbled after it announced it's suspending its dividend, breaking a streak of quarterly shareholder payouts stretching back more than 90 years. The drugstore chain says it made the move to strengthen its balance sheet and improve cash flow as company leaders try to turn around the struggling business. Walgreens has been dealing with thin prescription reimbursement, rising expenses, persistent theft, and inflation-sensitive shoppers looking for bargains elsewhere. Rich Thomason reporting.
An inflation gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve rose slightly last month, just the latest sign that some consumer prices remain stubbornly elevated, even as inflation is cooling in fits and starts. Yesterday's report from the Commerce Department showed that consumer prices rose 2.6% in December from a year earlier. You'll find more details, more stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.